The wonderful thing about tiggers is tiggers are wonderful things.
Ray.
Yeah, I'm Ray.
This is the wrong show, but did you see in all its glory that magnificent map, the weather map that the president held up?
I did.
Oh, there are a few things that give me that level of joy. I was like, that's, he just, it's, because it's, you know, clearly all one image, clearly was printed off a computer. And the path of the hurricane is clearly all mapped in white. And he took a black Sharpie and just drew a half circle.
Right.
That touched Alabama. He just scribbled it on there. Went, see? I was right the whole time. I was like, that's, I don't give him a lot of credit, but that's good stuff.
That's bold.
Yeah. Just drew a sad face over Alabama and said, see? National Weather Service.
Did you hear about this, Craig?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So at one point he said that the hurricane was going to hit Alabama, and everybody, including the National Weather Service, went, yeah, no, it's not. Please don't say that. Alabama, like, emergency responders, calm down. It's not going to hit Alabama. And then, yeah, to make up for it, when he was doing the press thing, he took the map from NOAA, took a Sharpie, and drew an extended circle over Alabama to make it look like it was going there. And then he was questioned about it by the reporters. Like, the journalists were like, did you draw that on there? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know who drew that on there. Next question.
I mean, all I have to say is it's college football season. I would like to see Alabama get destroyed in a hurricane.
Oh, man.
I see that graphic there. That's like an SNL skit. Like, if that were held up in an SNL skit, I would totally buy it. Sir, did you draw that? And he was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. That has to be on the SNL skit.
That's exactly what happened.
Holy smokes. That is bold. That's something right there.
Yeah.
Outside of the, you know, yeah. I don't know what to say to that. I got nothing. Seriously, look, it totally goes into the state of Alabama.
By the way, altering a NOAA weather information and publishing it is a federal offense.
What do you mean? AccuWeather does it every day.
But they don't say that it's NOAA. They say that they've modified it.
They strip the word NOAA off of it and say, look, this is ours. It's better.
Right. Exactly. That's perfectly legal.
Man, that place.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
All right. Are we good to open?
I think so. I really think...
Let's see, I got Ronan ready, I got characters ready, I got the script.
Keep this show short, I gotta do my homework for work till tomorrow.
That sounds fine. That's never something I will object to.
Wait, homework?
Yeah, I gotta read 6 chapters of a book and, like, do commentary on it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we're reading Lincoln on Leadership and discussing it.
At work?
Yes.
Sounds insulting.
It's, you know, the management training program thing.
Mm.
Nope. You can always improve as a manager.
It's true.
Always. And generally that is true. But World of Warcraft Classic.
That is a thing. I have not yet played it.
Coolio what? Kevin's playing it.
What's World of Warcraft Classic? I better Google it so that I can
They took all the patches of World of Warcraft off and said, remember how much it sucked 20 years ago? Enjoy.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Twomp the DJ.
So that's what they're trying to pass as new content, removing all the new content and calling it classic?
Yeah, people ask for this.
Yeah.
They were begging for it.
I'm actually okay with it because I logged into World of Warcraft last time we were at BlizzCon, and I looked at the UI and went, I don't have any idea what to do. I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah.
Well, I've never played World of Warcraft, so that wouldn't affect. Just to do, could you imagine if D3 put out something called Puzzle Quest Classic and there were no new characters newer than, like, Century, and you had to deal with environmental tiles, and yeah. Would you be like, this is what we've been asking for, this is fantastic.
You know what, if they did it, like, for April Fools, that would be amazing.
That'd be a lot of work for a prank. I mean,
it would be an awesome prank.
But.
Oh, man, living in a world without Bishop, that would be glorious.
I don't know, you got a point there.
Thing is the worst.
Ah, good point, Twomp. Craig could go back to just doing click, click, boom all day long.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, there would be no Dazzler and Namor, but then he could go back to asking for them and just them as additions to the classic version.
Yes, and never, never, never some chump named Bishop.
Bishop is amazing.
Ugh, amazingly annoying.
Have you ever done a Bishop versus Bishop?
I have. Okay. Yeah.
Because it's like you make a move, their bishop comes out and gets angry. Your bishop comes out and gets angry. It's just a matter of who gets blue first. Like, that's all the... It's a race to blue.
Yep, the bishop fight where you always want to go second.
Yeah.
We ready to roll?
Yeah, you know it.
Sure.
All righty. True Believers, welcome to the 208th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got K72, we got Sneaky Beat 15. They're Ray, they're Ian. They should say hello in this space.
Hello.
In this space.
All right. So, it's something that has nothing to do with anything, but in this space stuck in my head just this moment. So, we had three new police officers get sworn in today. It turns out that our mayor has no idea how to read an oath of office to have someone do it. Like, he had to do it three straight times. He changed where the pauses were every time. So the people trying to repeat it back had no idea what they were in for. Like,
you got to keep those cops on their toes.
Oh, man, it was rough. Like, oh. And then I, you know, because we can't just say you can't discriminate, our now anti-discrimination clause is like 47 adjectives in a row. So it just is, it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. Anyway. This is the week of September 4th through the... Ooh, September 11th, 2019. Your Deadpool dailies. When, today, Purple Widow. Thursday, Green Loki. Friday, Blue Dream Warrior. Saturday, Green Doreen. Sunday, Purple Doom. It sounds like a kind of weed, right?
What's that?
It's a Purple Doom.
Oh, for sure.
Monday, Black Mystique. Tuesday, Black Hawk. And Wednesday, Purple Falcon. Over in the 5-day, 4-star crash! Oh, the Titans.
I think someone offered me that while I was walking around the streets of Vegas with my brother during my wedding. I think they offered us that and a bag of L.A. Noir, and we were like, we gotta go.
But you gotta boof it. All right, so... on the last we met, Ian, you hadn't tried Miles yet. Did you try Miles?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Continued success. It's... I'm not that far... For once, it's a character where I'm not that far behind where you guys are. I mean, I am. I'm not championed or anything, but I have him at like a 5-4-3, so it was pretty successful. He can go invisible. I can't tell you the number of Reddit posts of people claiming their first crash victory as this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've read several in the past 2 or 3 days.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, he's been out a while, so you know, more
right.
people
and he
have
can turn invisible.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, total success. Yep, I think it's going to be a roller coaster for the next couple, but I'll be back on top in no time.
All right, so number next starting tomorrow is Imperius Rex himself, the Submariner, Marvel's first mutant, Namor, which Ray has champed.
I do have him champed. I have no idea what he does. I know that
he makes that trident thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, he gives his opponent one black AP.
he makes blue.
Make green matches. That's what I got.
Yeah.
But yeah, makes them blue, and then he calls in a Concorn or something, if I remember right. And then coming up after him is Red Hulk. Everyone's got him champed. Holy smokes.
Oh, buddy.
That'll be easy. Everyone's running him at the same configuration, too. That's amazing. That never happens with the three of us.
3-5-5
all
the way.
That's because I feel like at some point before you transitioned into both 5-star world and complete apathy world, he was a pretty useful character. So I feel like he might be one of the few fours that you've spec'd appropriately.
Yeah, everybody with the 3-5-5.
Yeah, I mean, that's
make
an
that
easy
green
call.
And then smash away.
Yeah, absolutely. Gamma so, siphon.
Listen, he's braces.
So back to Namor real quick. Who is he going to fight? Does he have any guesses? Because I have a guess, but I'm imagining I'm wrong.
What?
Namor. Who does Namor fight? Who do you think he's going to fight?
If it were me, he would fight Mr. Fantastic.
Reed Richards. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He might fight Human Torch, but Reed Richards is also very likely.
I was just curious.
All right. I don't know. I've completely lost track of what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Brain.
Crash of the failure. Titans. Crash of the Titans. All right,
those things. They're all done now. Let's get to the story events. Simulators running now. You get the three Star Lords, an Android Gym, Vulture, and Battery Man. That'll be followed up by the ever so long Enemy of the State, where you can get six batteries and two Vultures. Top folks are Drax, and then it is Rocket. In Power Season, power, 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 wheels, wheels, wheels. The simulator there will get you Hood, three Torch, and a Jugs gun. PvP is running right now, Avenging Angel. You'll get Angel and Sue Storm. Top folks are Danny Rand and Torch. Man, lots of Torch covers here. And then the Hotshot tournaments after that, where you get Torch and again, Danny. Hi, I'm Danny Rand. Top 10 is Hulkbuster, and then it is Dr. Doom.
Are any of those Torches, because I wasn't paying attention for a little bit, are any of those Torches the new Torch?
In Simulator, the current Simulator Storyland, you can get an Android Gym.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So Torch is 3, Android Gym is 4. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Trying to figure out how your brain works.
All right. Moving on the news. Ian, are you sitting down? We got a new clue.
Oh my goodness. I wasn't sitting down, but I will. All right, I'm ready.
The clue is the past as a weapon.
Oh.
So I'm thinking it's somebody who must bore you to death by reading history to you. But I can't quite place who that might be.
Mm-mm. I never have a good guess. I used to have good guesses back when they were still guessable, but now we're just so deep into the Marvel Universe of discovering that it could be anybody, and so often the clues are referencing something about that character that I shouldn't possibly be expected to know. Like when Kingpin's clue was he was married to Vanessa or something, I'm like, who? What? That's not helpful. Or, hey, remember that time in that one issue where this character did this? That's the clue, and I'm like, oh, this is a Craig-style deep cut. Past is a weapon. As a weapon.
Not as a weapon.
Is it Danny Ketch Ghost Rider? That gets my vote.
Probably not, but...
No, that wouldn't make any sense. Because that would need to be a 3-star, and that would not be something they'd be interested in doing.
Right.
3 stars, that is.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a character that can, like, dredge up old memories and use them against you, but...
Exactly. I don't know. It's exciting. I will remain modestly excited until... I find out who it is.
I'm going to say due to the fact that Jon Snow got announced as Black Knight, that it is clearly Black Knight.
What? There's a Black Knight showing up in a movie?
Black Knight is in the Eternals thing.
Oh. I'm going to have to resurge, get into this.
Black Knights are from the past?
Yeah, that's possible.
I would be okay with Black Knight.
Yep.
It's a character that is missing that I wouldn't have thought of, but,
I'm on board for that. I will support your hypothesis.
All right. Other things that have changed, contents, the rewards cache will now appear in the order they were received. Not sure that really matters, but, you know, whatever. Retreating to Apocalypse will now lock the mission node. I always thought it did. And fixed a bug where some animations extended off the screen. I never saw that happen. I blame Android devices. All right. That's all I got for news. That's it, man. What you guys got?
Right on. I don't know. Did all my fantasy drafting.
You did. You were all the drafting all the times.
Got to visit Ray and his wife and Erica in State College over the weekend.
That's true.
Was nice. That's all I got. Everything else is... I've started back to work full time. It's a nightmare.
Mm, oh, no.
That is a nightmare.
Absolute nightmare.
Owen's off at the full day schooling?
Yeah, absolutely. Tons and tons of, what do you call it? Kindergarten.
Holy smokes.
Yep, I drop him off at 8, pick him up at 3, and then that's it. I just have to hang with him at work until his mom comes to collect him at 4.
Yeah, so. You enjoy all that extra work time.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't at all. I didn't realize how much I wouldn't until I started back.
You've had a nice long hiatus.
Yeah.
Samurai, right. I did ask you if they found all the parts of Idaho that got scattered over State College.
Yeah, it was out of control.
What was it? 7 to 79?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Buffalo game this week, so clearly it will be an upset, and Buffalo was going to beat the Nittany Lions. So that'll be fun. All right, yeah.
Moving on. Let's firebrand this fight.
Did you join the Long Buck Heroes pick'em?
No, I didn't.
Join the pick'em.
I probably won't.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Sorry, there was some developer notes here in the D3. I was reading them, trying to get caught up, trying to figure out this clue. It wasn't as helpful as I hoped. Let's just fight. Just fight it out.
All right. Superhero Showdown. Last week, we had Mirage versus Molecule Man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ray, tell me, did anyone vote for Mirage?
Strangely enough, the first vote for Mirage, which I kind of gave away last week, was hashtag Team Ian even when it's against my better judgment. Also, Mirage got a vote. Story goes, Molecule Man might not be able to change organic matter, but the ground, your costume, the air, all fair game. Having said that, Mirage could probably whip some memory out of him that would reduce him to a pile of jelly on the arena floor. Plus, she's an OG New Mutant, so she's got my vote.
Nice.
Yeah. Alternatively, Molecule Man. My favorite D&D character I ever had was a psionic. Point Mirage. However, I feel like those psionic arrows are risky to use against someone who has self-imposed mental blocks to limit their power. Seems likely that you could knock out one or more of those blocks. While it might be an even fight, I think Molecule Man would win a majority of the time, so he gets the win, despite Craig's singing.
Uh-huh.
Even he can't ruin They Might Be Giants.
Why did Constantinople get the works? It's nobody's business but the Turks.
Another comment was, Molecule Man wins via a multi-ton stone block. All right, that's pretty straightforward.
Sure.
So, as you can guess, the only two votes that Mirage got were the ones I mentioned. So, Molecule Man, moving on.
All right.
All right, this week, in the square.
We'll let Ray go first this week.
Uh-oh.
We have Captain Jack's aunt, Agatha Harkness.
Yeah.
Versus Ray?
No, I don't think it's Ray. I think it's me.
I was just going to have Ray say his word.
Oh, I thought he was going to do something. I thought he had some sort of intro planned. I was like, that is weird and in reverse, but I support you.
Doom.
There you go.
All right, so I have Agatha Harkness.
No relation to Captain Jack.
No actual relation. She has the ability to tap into the universe's infinite store of ambient magical energy and manipulate those to a variety of effects. She's a sorceress. She has spells and magical phrases, incantations, invoking names and aspects of extra-dimensional objects and beings of power. Weakness, she has no fighting skills, and she is old, reducing her ability to perform strenuous tasks.
I mean, look at her.
She's old.
She's old.
So old.
She does have a familiar, a cat named Ebony. This is a cat. That's it. It's not like a flirking feline or anything. It is a cat. Yeah, that's what I got. I've got magic, so I'm going to magic. Doom.
Doom is unimpressed. No one can stand against the will of Doom. I match your magic with superior magic, and then kick you in the head with my above-average fighting skills. And by that, I mean I'm a master of martial arts. Not to mention, I got some sweet armor. Whoosh! Chop!
Yeah, I actually think round one, Agatha is going to suggest that we join up and take on the next person together.
Yeah, that's a plan.
How dare you suggest that Doom would need the likes of you overcome his next opponent.
Hey, Baron, I hear that Insufferable Richards is coming in here next. Let's both get him. All right, people, vote. Shouldn't be hard. Man, that seems really lopsided this week.
Seriously.
All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, I got 47 Ronin, but Cliff ain't one.
Uh, forklift. I feel like he's our Jerry from Parks and Rec.
Oh, Jerry.
Terry. Come on, Larry. Let's see if...
Come on, Doc, just say it. Just say it. Just say he had a fart attack.
See if the Ronin version of Hawkeye does stuff. Green, red, and purple seem to be his abilities. His green ability costs 7 green AP. He deals just south of 2,000 damage, and if that downs them, he deals that much to the next enemy, and if that downs them, he deals that much to the next enemy. Okay. Red, it's 0, it's passive. Let's see what happens. If there are more, let's see. Whenever you make a red match, create 3 strength 67 black attack tiles. And if you have more than 5 friendly attack tiles, you increase 3 of them by 27. Okay. Let's see what this purple ability does. Deal 4,000 damage and place a 3-turn countdown tile that stuns the target while it's on the board. Ooh, that's a... Okay. That's not... awesome. Let me see how to use this guy.
Yeah, but it's a stun, so...
Yeah, that's why. And, I mean, they can match it away, which is odd. But I've got to assume he's like a 3-5-5, maybe?
I don't actually have any idea how I would want
11
to
is
him.
Expensive, though. I can't imagine that no escape triple hit thing ever being that effective.
I'm not sure. I'm rocking him at the ever-popular 4-1-2 at the moment.
Good choice.
Ray's almost there. He's got a 5-2-4.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm boasting the most popular 0-0-0.
Yeah, on the popularity chart there, it says 5-5-3 is the
choice. Maybe it's the cost of disabling blow. Maybe the 11 is unappealing. I feel like a potential three turn stun with 4,000 points of damage attached to it is pretty acceptable.
It seems like it. I mean, but no escape is only a 7. So
yeah, 7's a bargain.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's what's not as sunny as usual in Xandar. Ronin. the crazy version of Hawkeye that's feeling sad and grief about loss.
All right, then.
Yep.
Willie, what you got in the mailbags?
Huh. Not a whole lot this week, but let's start with Dewing's Wall of Text. Quote, what am I, the Pope? I've never heard that rejoinder in response to anything, much less a high price, but I think I'm going to use it for everything.
Sweet, you're welcome to it.
Also, I'd rather have retired Andrew Luck on my team than Cam Newton.
Wow, unnecessary.
Seriously?
I don't even know what it means, so... Yeah. Mm. Okay.
I don't know. He said, I think it was his way of saying that he hates Cam Newton for whatever reason.
Sure. So how does Ian justify letting Craig do anything fantasy football related?
It was my money.
Yeah. His money, his friends.
I thought this was fairly relevant. He said he ran an experiment with Sabretooth and Prowler during the last PvE. Prowler fortifies enemy strike tiles, which Sabretooth can make. Match said tile, and it will still trigger Vic's green while Prowler takes control of it. Not meta-changing, but it stuck me as neat. So,
All right. There
you go, Sabretooth and Prowler. I don't know that I even have Prowler up yet, but... Dex's interpretation of not Scottish was correct. Talos is crap. That's a little harsh, but all right. Craig's pronunciation of Thieves Guild was delightfully unexpected. 5 points for Slytherin.
All right.
I think he's getting the houses down at this point. And Ian, I have not played Galaxy of Heroes, but I now feel obligated to at least download it and create a differentiating screen name. So... I don't know who your D-Wing was.
I'll never know. I'm sure I could switch over to that Discord channel and just ask, but I don't want to get involved with new people. I'll just stick with this game.
Samurai commented on the I'd rather have retired Andrew Luck comment, saying, it's been a while since I've had to tell you to fight me. So I guess Samurai didn't like that either. So
I was going to say it's as though both he and Cam Newton are representing North Carolina simultaneously.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
Yeah. Sorry, that was just a brief education for you. You can move past it. Okay.
Stink Bomb. I won't retain it either. Stink Bomb says, the new torch is really fun. The wildfire really escalates quickly. He could be really dangerous when boosted. And yeah, I got him up to a 130. So I have one wildfire. And I just have one question for the devs. Did you test him with a Koye? Because one power, one level of wildfire was obliterating everybody. I'm just saying. Anyway, he was fun. And the other thing that I would mention on that is while I was doing the PvP, I got hit by Angry Salad using the exact same team of Thorkoye with the new torch. And yeah, that team's a lot of fun. Everybody had started using. I was seeing fewer bishops because people were just having fun with Human Torch and Thorkoye.
But if that was a legitimate question, just so you know, the devs got back to you that they absolutely did test him with a Koye.
Okay. I will say it was a bunch of fun. And
yeah.
I mean, it was really strong at taking people out, but I actually don't know how it would work against Bishop because I kept skipping him. So
I feel like if you wanted to throw them a curveball, you could have been like, yeah, but did you test him with Craven? well, no. No, we didn't.
No, nobody did that. PB15 also said, I don't normally comment.
Sorry.
What am I missing?
This is it's an audio show, so you can't see what's going on in Discord if you're listening along. But one of the representatives posted a Brigby posted a picture of Elmo on fire, and it's gold. It's a GIF of Elmo on fire. It's something that I can watch without every loop. It gets a little better.
Wildfire. Hold on, it escalates quickly.
I gotta click on it. Yeah. Not gonna have that song stuck in my head.
What? I'm sorry, everyone, but what song?
Saint Elmo's Fire. Okay. Saint Elmo's Fire. I don't know the rest of the words, but they go a lot like this. I don't know if anyone would say it, but it's Saint Elmo's Fire. Something about a man in motion, and he's doing somethings. Yeah,
I love that. We will definitely not get any copyright issues with that one.
I don't know the real lyrics. I just try to sing along. Da-da-da-da, something, something, Saint Elmo's Fire.
Well, at least with Ian, I know what song you're talking about now. All right, last comment. PB15 said, yes. I don't normally comment, but Craig's statement about bacon and syrup gave everyone another reason to question his sanity and morality.
You people have no idea what you're talking about. Maple syrup on bacon is a great, great food.
It's not. He's super right. I love that he and morality.
I don't understand the morality bit, but I'm still on board.
So you're telling me you're having a plate of, like, pancakes. You got some bacon on the side. You pour your syrup all over your pancakes. The syrup gets on the bacon. You eat the bacon. You're telling me that's not delicious?
No, it doesn't. I move the bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, now, that is insanity.
I was going to say, if you had said sausage patties and or links, I would have been like, yeah, that's real good. Bacon, however, for shame.
So the superior pork product, you don't want the syrup on it.
Correct.
On the crap pork product, you're okay?
Yes, you want to mask that with gross sugar.
Oh, I hate you people.
The superior pork product you want to enjoy.
Come back and eat your Aunt Jemima too. Get some real syrup. Put it on some bacon. It's delicious.
Aunt Jemima's okay.
Apparently, it's morally wrong, and I'm not really sure why.
Aunt Jemima's fine. So is Log Cabin. Log Cabin is a good syrup.
It is not.
It is not as good as Uncle Jemima's mashed liquor.
That's true. Where do these birds keep coming from?
What are you swatting at, Pappy?
All right, that is it. That is all that is in the mailbag. We can move on.
Thanks, cool. Willie. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. Solid. All right, let's dive right into this, because I am almost genuinely excited. Because this week's boosted characters are I'm hesitant to say excellent, but excellent.
Oh, why?
Well, 3-star, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Thor, Deadpool, and Kamala Khan.
Man, if only Wanda was in there, too.
There's not a weak link in there. That's just, the playability of that is so high. They're all so good. Extra yellow and black damage from Luke Cage. Better strike tiles and purple damage from, and his attack tile from the Iron Fist. All 3 from Thor get a boost. Whales will do a little more damage as long as you don't do mega whales. But and then stretchy girl's stretchy punch. That'll be good times. She'll probably give you a better burst of healing, too.
I don't know. Does boosted whales do like 2 million points of damage?
That would be fantastic and unnecessary. But I would so totally support that.
Yeah, somebody put that extra code in the game just for fun.
So, 4-stars. The focus is here. Now, it's going to start slow because I don't have any idea what 4-star Juggernaut does, but I have notes, and I'll use them to help me. His green, he does some AoE with that, it's going to get a boost. The other two don't have any yellow highlighter on them, so I don't think he's affected by them. But let's talk about Vulture. Ray's buddy, the Vulture. Dealing damage with his AoE, dealing damage with his countdown tiles. He's dealing damage with his hybrid tech slicer. He's really good. And he's in the air for most of this, so good for him. He's awesome, and he's boosted. Equally awesome and equally boosted, Peggy Carter. Ultimate Soldier, punch a hole through her enemies, and that blue double stun with lots of damage from countdown tiles. Both getting a huge boost, both do a ton of damage. And her, you know, yellow's still there to aggravate her enemies.
Sorry. I just pulled out the graphic and noticed the Team America World Police.
Oh. That's it. Oh, the cast of cats. So let's talk about America. Chavez is boosted. I don't know what she does, but she's super popular, so it has to be good things. The damage that she deals from her green is going to get boosted. And when she takes a ticket to the multiverse, that can dish out some damage too. I feel like red damage is percentage based and not affected by her boost.
Right.
And lastly, and certainly leastly, with the exception of the fact of Pudge hitting a home run over there on our infographic, is the Kingpin. He does some damage when he pokes you with his pokey finger, and his Magia Pons, they do damage. At least some of them do. And they'll do more damage. So you could potentially use him if you want. He is a solid okay. But yeah, what a good mix of people. Just the presence of Vulture and Peggy Carter and America.
Sarah, I'd like to point out that that's actually Carlton Fisk.
I said Pudge.
Pudge was Pedge Rodriguez.
No, he wasn't. Carlton Pudge Fisk?
Never heard that in my life.
Oh, you're crazy. It's absolutely his nickname. Did he have another nickname that I'm not aware of?
No, I would just call him Carlton Fisk.
Oh. Well, anyway.
Carlton Fisk was nicknamed Pudge.
I've never heard that.
Neither have I, but I'm going off the internet, so.
I believe the internet.
Never has been a more honest source of information than the internet.
But I honestly have just never heard that.
Apparently, okay. There are two people with that nickname, because if you do a search for Pudge, they both come up.
Yeah, see, Pudge Rodriguez, I know.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it's a great graphic. Made me happy. Let's go to see what Samurai has to say about these boosted people.
I love that Grinch immediately said, I believe Ian.
Big surprise there.
Not so much a recommendation this week as a wholehearted recommendation. Apparently, Enemy of the State is back, and a way to get around those menacing ninjas. Vulture, 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 and Vulture. So use your phone. And if you want to throw in the boosted 3-star Iron Fist so you can give Vulture more black faster, all the better. So that's what Samurai says this week. But that's who's boosted. An awesome list of boosted characters. Listen to me now and believe me later. Definitely Pudge.
Yeah, Vulture is super solid.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Now it's time for Team up time.
Featuring Ray.
I wonder where my team is that I picked. I know I picked one. Okay. This week on the Synergy segment. Yeah, this is a weird team. This was a suggestion from a listener.
Oh.
But this is a this is another combination that you can use with Carnage. So your first character is Carnage that you're going to want to have at a 5-3-5. Uh-huh. And then, get this, recommended team up, Kraven at a 5-5-3, followed up with 4-star Venom at a 5-3-5.
I'm immediately skeptical about this.
Yeah, so,
oh, man.
So was
I. Going through multiple characters I don't want to use. All right, go ahead.
All right, so here's how it goes. First off, we all know Carnage fills the board with friendly and enemy attack tiles that will fairly quickly, in a couple rounds, trigger Kraven's passive to deal damage and weaken those attack tiles every turn. Eddie's green is made cheaper from all those enemy attack tiles being out there, so you can fire his green off quicker, and it will create enemy protect tiles every turn from Kraven's passive, which will be firing off, which makes Eddie's yellow hit harder. Enemy special tiles are going to be all neutered by Kraven, so it's not really going to matter that they're there. You don't need to match them away. And his blue, Kraven's black, will nuke. It will finish whoever is left alive.
Wow.
It can be a little slow to get started, but then again, anything with Medusa is a little slow to get started. She's just got that great healing defense, which you're not, that you're not going to have. But right. You are going to have constant damage coming off of Kraven and a couple big, heavy powers from Venom and Carnage. So
I enjoy and support that. If for no other reason, I like it thematically.
Exactly.
I like the idea of the three of them getting together to hunt Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think it's a really good team up. If you're in the Spider-Verse, I'd go with them. So there you go. Kraven, Carnage, and Venom. Give it a whirl.
Great. Thanks, Mystify and Unify. Mystify and Unify. Joint thanking today, because I was slow.
All right, let's go to OG then, Guy.
Uh-oh.
Open some tokens.
Are you serious? Was there, like, no news? Is that the problem?
There was no news, dude. It's still 9:40.
That's true.
I got two tokens open. I'm going to do them.
Do it, Doug.
I'm going eye poke. That did not work. That got me a quake. I'm going nipple poke. That didn't work. That got me a baby group.
All right.
Sorry, dude. So, I hear there's a new costume available. For only $9.99, you can get a new costume for Quicksilver. That includes 750 hero points, the new costume, and two of each flavor of Quicksilver.
Hey, that's a good point. I forgot that came out.
Yeah.
All right.
However, I am going to quickly go over to Quicksilver while Ray's opening tokens, because I don't remember anything about him, and I'm like, is this really a different costume? It must be. But I don't remember what his old costume looks like now that I've seen this new costume. Poor Quicksilver lives somewhere on my menu way down here. Let's see what it looks like. Oh, okay. Yeah. The new costume is dope compared to the original costume.
I don't have any recollection of what the original costume looked like.
It's just a gray mesh. Looks like he's going to go out and run a 5K.
Okay.
There's some insider info for you from Ice. He says that costume was in-game for about 2 hours at launch, and then it got switched out for the MCU version.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there you have a chance to get it back. Plus 750 hero points and 6 covers.
All right.
There you go. There's some news.
I'm going to go now.
Do it, Doug.
I have 2 tokens as well. The first one is a 4-star.
Scott!
All right. Let's see if I can do a little bit better. Nope. A 4-star... Venom, Agent Venom. All right.
Let's see if I can get a Namor to participate in this upcoming crash. Nope. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Star-Lord. Talking about Star-Lord. So that gave me, those two characters gave me enough command points to go buy a classic, so I went and did that. And yeah, that gave me another Red Hawk, so I'll be one level higher.
Extra domination when Green Hulk comes a-calling.
Yeah. All right, well, no luck tonight, but...
Right.
All right, well, let's thank this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell you about the podcast network.
Right. The podcast network, of which we are a part, is called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can go there and check out a complete archive of all the other shows, along with ours, at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Thanks, Ian. anything else for the good of the order?
Negatory. Again.
Raimondo?
Nah. Yeah, I think I'm good. I would just, I did call out Angry Salad for attacking me in the PvP on our Facebook page, but I was just joking. I play PvP until I start getting hit back hard, and then I just stop. So I was already getting hit back when he hit me, so no big deal.
By none other than the famous Cactus Jack over and over again?
I was getting slammed by him. Yeah, what is up with that?
Man. He is the most active retiree I have ever encountered.
He is. Well, he does have to hit you twice because, you know, it's bang, bang.
Now, the second time, good point. The first time he hit me, it was with a nasty team. The second time he hit me, it was like Kate and Rogue and somebody else. I don't know, three, four stars. And I didn't have any trouble with that. So I don't know what the deal was there. But
did he hit you with the nasty boys?
No.
Only partially related to that, Craig, did you see that the heavyweight champion of the world, Chris Jericho, had his belt stolen?
I did. I've heard it since been recovered.
Oh, good.
That made me laugh, because it's Jericho, whatever. I forgot he still existed.
Yeah, he's back on top, baby.
Yep.
All the Jerichoholics.
The Jerichoholics, yeah. All right, I think that's it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Maybe you'll hit the mailbag.
Bang, bang.
Click on our Amazon banner, buy some stuff for your, I don't know, whatever the next holiday is. Halloween?
I don't know. September doesn't have one, does it?
Indigenous Peoples Day?
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Didn't that replace old what's-his-name's day? The guy with the boats?
Columbus.
Oh, Columbus Day.
That's it.
I got to come to work that day, so it doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Well, my mistake then. I will let all the brave Native Americans know that they count for nothing in the eyes of Craig.
If it's not a day off, it's not a holiday. Yeah, so yeah, buy some stuff. CafePuzzleWarriors3. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids.
Whoa. Go ahead, Ray.
I just going to mention that I did a Google search of holidays in September, and September 19th is a fun holiday. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
That is not fun.
Right.
That day should be abolished because nerds are annoying.
They called it a fun holiday. I just want to qualify that.
No.
Right. Yeah.
No. I didn't want my name to be associated with that.
That is fair. I also feel like we tried to put a positive spin on the 11th. And call that a holiday? Isn't that Patriots Day or some such thing?
Sure.
Never forget.
I'm pretty confident that that's what they call 9/11 now.
No.
Patriots Day. It's a holiday. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Pudge.
His name was Pudge.
Any case, goodbye then.
Okay.
And remember, kids, that he's coming at you with arms wide open. Good night, everybody.
I feel like you would have done so much better with Journey and you went Creed. You're the worst. Like, the worst of the worst. Go do your book report.
Ian,
goodbye, friends.
Journey wouldn't have made any sense. Yep.
Good night.
You're ruining my clue, you jerk.
The clue is Apollo Creed?
Sure, close enough.
What? I don't understand.
Who's next week's feature character, Ian?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
How many characters in this game are named Creed, Ian?
Oh,
you're the worst.
Sorry.
Good night.
I thought it was an arms wide open kind of thing. An open arms. We'll be right back. your clothes stinks.
It stinks.
It stinks.
Buy my book.
I gotta end this show.